With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has launched a major air attack on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The series of Israeli airstrikes came just days after 16 people were injured when a Houthi rocket struck Tel Aviv. In a statement on X, the Israeli military says fighter jets struck a number of Houthi military targets on Yemen's west coast. The Post says the ports were being used to smuggle Iranian weapons into the region. Another example of what Israel calls the Houthis' exploitation of civilian infrastructure for military purposes. Bob Agnew reporting.
Investigators are looking into yesterday's Azerbaijan air crash as the nation observes a nationwide day of mourning for the victims. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The cause of the crash remains unknown. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was on its way from the nation's capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear. The plane crashed while making an attempt to land in Aktau in Kazakhstan. The plane went down about 2 miles from Aktau after crossing the Caspian Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Aviation experts say that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana could be hit by severe weather.
They're also looking at a likelihood in some areas of getting 60-70 mile an hour wind, non-tornadic, as well as potentially some large hail as well, up to the inch to an inch and three quarters in diameter.
A tornado watch is in effect for some areas until 7 p.m. local time. Mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 28 points, the Nasdaq dropping 10, the S&P lower by 2. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With only weeks left in his term, President Biden is quietly abandoning his efforts to enforce transgenderism in the nation's schools. The Department of Education says it will no longer seek to override state laws that bar males from competing against females in sports. Administration officials point to ongoing litigation over how Title IX, the landmark law preventing sex discrimination, should handle issues of gender identity. This is SRN News. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently profited when a luxury Napa Valley, California resort won a COVID-19 bailout. We hear more on this story from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Auberge de Soleil appears to be first rate in all ways but one. While the glamorous resort fills rooms that routinely go for $2,000 a night with A-list celebrities and tech titans, financial records suggest it did not provide much of a return to at least two of its investors, Representative Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. That changed when it received millions of dollars in congressionally authorized COVID-19 relief funds in 2020 and 2021. A Real Clear Politics investigation analysis found that Pelosi's profits spiked from a variety of holdings that won significant government rescue funds, which amounted to $28 million, a total more than previously known. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.